Okay, so one of the I believe that one of the best ways to track personal growth is to compare your current goals or desires or needs to your previous ones from like maybe a couple of years ago or something. And that's what I'm about to do in this episode. Remember one time I released an episode titled What I Would Do If I Suddenly Got a Lot of Money? If you don't remember, go and listen to it again. So I listened to it today and I wanted to see if any of the things I mentioned there have changed for me. And this is how I know that my life isn't progressing the way I want it to, because none of those things have changed. First off, I mentioned buying my way out of school. I'm in my fifth year now, like my 500 level, which should be my final year, and I still have an extra year. I would still, buy my way out of doing that extra year if I had the money. So, yeah, I even had a dream about it last night. Amazing. So, yeah. I also mentioned moving out of where I currently live and moving my parents too. I don't think I'd do that. I think I'd just go with the other point I mentioned, which was leaving Lagos or leaving the country. Yeah. Not necessarily the continent. I don't think, or maybe I would, I'm not sure, but the country, sure. Lagos, definitely. My parents seem pretty content with where they are living right now, so there's that. I also mentioned getting a BBL. That one has not changed though. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's ever going to change. There is absolutely nothing that's going to change that. The kind of BBL, maybe, but like BBL is BBL, so yeah. I'd also get like a gym membership, it goes hand in hand, BBL, yeah. And another one was, I think using the money to make connections, which is still very valid because what else are you doing with money if not getting more money? The getting I mean opening a school, a secondary school, that one is still there. I have so many ideas and plans for that. Maybe not plans, just ideas, which I really hope I accomplish at some point in my life. That one is more like a long-term thing, or is long-term the right phrase, or more like not, it's not a nearest future kind of thing. So that one is after I have used the money to get the things I need and I've used the money to make more money, then eventually I can now open up a school. Yeah, that makes sense. I would also open up a club because clubs make money. There is money in owning a club. A club or a hotel, or both. Two things can coexist. I mean, you can have a building there and there's a club on one side in one room, and the rest are, rooms, hotel rooms. That makes sense. I think that one is new, yeah. A club slash hotel, because there's money in that business, man. There's money in that business. And I've always been, not always, but maybe not always, but I do like the idea of creating employment opportunities. And I believe that the school with the club and hotel is going to, do that. You're going to have the school. Of course, the school is going to have teachers, principal, security, cleaners. Yeah. The hotel slash club is also going to have a manager. A manager for the hotel, a manager for the club, workers in the club, like bottle girls, waitresses, waiters, DJ. I don't like hype men. They make a lot of noise. No offense, but yeah, I said what I said. So, I don't think I'd want that in a club. But it's Lagos, it's Nigeria, it's inevitable. So it is what it is. And the hotel too, you know, it's going to have staff, receptionist, an account manager, an accountant, manager, chef, waiters, cleaners, security. Yeah. The club would have bouncers. I like the idea of bouncers. When they do their job right, like the idea of bouncing someone out of a place, like in the middle of the night, when they misbehave. I like it. It's refreshing. And then this one. With the money I make, the money I continuously make, I'm going to make sure no other child in my family has to go to a public university and suffer what I suffered. Yeah, that is like absolutely necessary. Even if they're going to go to a public university, definitely not one in this country, because it's not worth it. The 4 to 7 years you spend, it's not worth it. Or how will I put it? The quality of education you get isn't worth the time you spend. So yeah, there's that. Side note, my final year defense is tomorrow. I have less than 24 hours to rehearse my presentation, read and understand my project report. I'll be fine. I'm nervous a bit. I'm not scared, but I'm nervous. But yeah, that's expected, I guess. So, I think I'm going to be doing this now for a while. I'm going to be reviewing some of my old episodes to see if anything has changed. So expect something like this again next time. But for now, I'm done. Bye.